Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Jen Bunk here, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am, as I said, Jen Bunk. I am the CEO of the PeopleStack, and I help tech managers to build their dream careers. We are career coaches, and we stand for tech managers who want to make their dreams come true, who have big, bold, audacious dreams, and will absolutely commit to creating those dreams and to making those dreams a reality. And so it is the holidays, at least this was going to be being released during the December holidays of 2020. But just a little quick programming note on that. We do our best to keep the content of this podcast evergreen. So like the evergreen trees, some of you may have an evergreen tree in your living room or your den right now. We do like to keep the content relevant to whatever time of year, for a variety of reasons, but mostly because we want to make sure that we're hitting on the important points so that you can upgrade your career and not just talk about what's going on in the world right now or what the calendar is telling us right now, but to be intentional and to say, no matter what's going on in the world right now, no matter what the calendar is saying right now, I am still even more than ever committed to upgrading my career and being the best leader, the best technical leader that I can possibly be. So with that being said, the topic for this week is doubts confirmed. Doubts confirmed. So we all have our doubts about ourselves, about our abilities to create our dreams, about our abilities to lead, about our abilities to mentor our teams, about our abilities to continue to win at work in our careers. We all have doubts about other people. We have doubts about what's going on in the world, whether this thing or that thing is going to work. We have doubts about other leaders. We have doubts about political leadership. We have doubts about whether it's going to snow on Thursday or not. And so that's normal human behavior. Absolutely normal human behavior to have doubts. The tricky part is when those doubts start getting confirmed, especially in your career, because you're choosing to make your career a priority right now. That's part of why you're listening to this podcast, is because you want to be in the driver's seat in your career. You don't want to be a pawn in your career anymore. You want to be the player. And so it's one thing to say, I don't know, yeah, I suffer from imposter syndrome every once in a while, and I'm not 100% certain that I can do this, that I'm meant for this. I'm not 100% certain I'm worthy of 200K, 300K, 400K, 500K paychecks. I'm not really certain about that. I have my doubts, but yet everything is still working out as you want it to. You're getting the results that you want. You're getting the career results. You're getting the raises. You're getting the promotions. You're leveling up in your career the way that you want to, and you're proud of it. It's a whole other thing entirely when you're living in doubt about yourself, about other people, about the external environment, and those doubts are being confirmed. So here's a few examples. Let's talk about imposter syndrome. That's one of the things that, one of the stressors that a lot of our clients deal with is feeling like an imposter, feeling like you're not good enough to do the job that you've been given. Feeling like that you're going to get found out. You're the imposter. You don't really know everything. You're just out here to get us. There's a game that my that I'm sure some of you are aware of if you have kids. It's called Among Us, and it's about there's an imposter. There's an imposter on the ship. And so that's a lot of what imposter syndrome is about, but not from an empowering way. Like in Among Us, it's like, it's empowering to be the imposter. I have all of this power, right? But imposter syndrome is about, you're going to get found out that you're not really good enough and you don't know enough. You don't have the skill. You don't have the insight. You don't have the wisdom. You don't have the confidence to lead and to do your job. So you have that going on inside. And then those doubts, because it's easy to sort of like shed away those doubts when external reality isn't matching that. So in other words, yeah, you know, I'm not really sure I'm good enough for this. But yet you're constantly getting praise. You're getting the external rewards. And then you kind of know it's just, yeah, that's just doubt that is going to be normal and we all experience it. And I'm not really living in that doubt. It's just something that's really, it's down deep in there, but really who I am is a super powerful, amazing leader who keeps winning and winning and winning. That's one place to live. And that's actually the place we want you living. You're always going to have doubts about yourself. It's part of being a human. It's how we expand. It's how we grow into it and get better. It's to notice the doubt and then you still turn it into wins. But for a lot of you, I know that's not where you are. Where you are is you have these doubts and then there's almost like this, wait, what? Holy shit moment where you thought the doubts were just internal, but you're starting to see them happening and you're starting to see them getting confirmed in your external world. So we had a client reach out to us who was having these doubts about his ability to lead. Wasn't sure if he was really cut out for his current position. And then what happened was that his boss came to him and said, yeah, so what we're actually going to do is we're going to hire someone to be your boss. I'm not going to be your boss anymore. This person is. And we're going to start taking some of the stuff that you've been doing and giving it to him so that you don't have so much on your plate anymore. Translation, we're demoting you. That was a real like, holy cow, wait, what moment for him? Because he had these internal doubts. He didn't think he was good enough for that job that he had. His boss was confirming them and actually saying, you're not really even cut out for the job that you're doing. We need to give you less. We're demoting you. That's that moment where you say, oh, wow. Not only are these doubts that I'm feeling real, they're having real consequences in my life and in my career. And that's where it's got to stop. And that was the holy cow, wait, what moment for him that led him to reach out to us for help? Because he was like, oh, hang on. I can't allow that. Here's the lesson in there. If you keep doubting, your doubts will keep getting confirmed. If you keep doubting yourself, those doubts will keep getting confirmed. So if you keep doubting that you're not going to be able to make more money, that there's no way. Yeah, I hear you, Jen, 200K, 300K or more. I see your celebrations about clients who are getting 30, 40, sometimes even 50% raises. I see that. Thank you for shining the light on that possibility, but I don't think it's possible for me. You're doubting your ability to make more money. You are saying that's not possible for me, even though it was possible for other people. You doubt your ability to make more money, and those doubts are going to be confirmed. you're not going to make more money. Because, and how does this work? There's a variety of different ways I can explain the how here, but mostly it's because of how you show up, the actions that you take, the words that you say and how you say them. Upgrading your career and being a leader is a series of conversations. That's what it boils down to. And if you have this internal doubt that you're not good enough to earn $300K a year, then that doubt is going to surface when you have those conversations. And is your boss going to feel your certainty that you're worth that? No, because the certainty isn't there. If you continue to doubt your ability to make more money, those doubts will be confirmed and you will not make more money. If you continue to doubt your ability to gain recognition, other forms of recognition besides money, for some of you, I know that's what it's about. For some of you, it's about the money and the financial recognition, and that's really strong and powerful for you. For some of you, it's not necessarily about the money, although listen to some of my other podcasts, it really ends up being about the money. But anyway, we won't go there today. For some of you, it's about really on the surface and even in deeper layers too, it's about getting that recognition in the form of, even if it's just a pat on the back, even if it's just a, you know, hey, Bob, hey, Sally, hey, whoever, you're doing a great job. It's that, or that recognition in the form of being assigned to bigger projects, that recognition in terms of trust, your boss saying, hey, yeah, I want you to be in charge of this big deal contract. That's the recognition that you're looking for. But if you continue to doubt your ability to gain that recognition, then those doubts will be confirmed and you will not get that recognition. Because you're not going to be showing up as someone, having conversations from the place as someone who knows that you can do this and that you got this, anyone, anytime, anywhere. Bring it. If you don't show up that way as a leader, your doubts are going to be confirmed. You're not going to get that recognition. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose recognition. You're going to lose opportunities as well. For some of you, it's about being an awesome leader, being an amazing, authentic, assertive servant leader. That's really what you want to be. You have that desire, and it could be a really, really strong, vivid, powerful desire to be the best leader that you can possibly be. You have that fire inside to do that. And there's also a doubt that is equal or even more powerful than that. That is, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. It's going to be too much work. It's going to be too many headaches. I don't want to put myself out like that because I'm an introvert. I doubt that I can do that well as a leader. Even though I want it, I doubt that I can do it. Because I haven't done it yet. Because I don't have enough letters after my name. Because I don't have enough years of experience. If those doubts are there and if those doubts continue to be there, they are going to be confirmed and you're not going to become that authentic, assertive servant leader, an even better authentic, assertive servant leader. You're going to stay exactly where you are right now. And then it's only going to get worse because everyone else is going to be moving ahead. The world keeps on moving. Time keeps on going into the future. We keep moving on. Time keeps moving on with you or without you. So if you don't fix this soon, if you don't really get a handle on those doubts, and I'm not saying removing them, because that battle is futile. Futile? I never knew how to pronounce that word. F-U-T-I-L-E. Not feudal as in like feudal lords, but futile. That battle is not going to, if you keep fighting this battle of I'm not enough, of I doubt this will happen, I'll believe it when I see it, then you're not going to upgrade your career. Ever. You're going to stay stuck. And it's only going to get worse. And what I meant to say, as I had a little wobble around the F-U-T-I-L-E word. See, you can have a PhD, folks, and you still don't know how to pronounce some words. I can absolutely own that there are lots of words I don't know how to pronounce. But if you want help upgrading your career, I have absolute certainty that I can help you to do that. I just may not pronounce all the words correctly. But you will absolutely know what it is I'm saying. So a little bit of a pattern interrupt there. What I meant to say was that if you try to get rid of all of your doubts, you're going to lose. It is absolutely a losing game. Because like I started out saying, we all have doubts. It's a natural, normal human thing. And as long as you get a hold of them, and as long as you approach them from an empowering way, they're actually a good thing. But the thing is, most people don't know how to do that. Most tech managers that we work with, I would say like 99%, there are that 1% that don't follow this rule, but 99% of the clients who we work with don't know how to truly get a handle on that doubt. And it's taking over their lives and it's taking over their careers. So I don't want you to try to shed all doubt. That's not what this is about. Because if you try to do that, you're only going to cause more pain. We have to be aware of the doubt. Just like we have to be aware of the anger, the frustration, the sadness, the scarcity, the sense of worry or shame or anxiety. We can't pretend that it's not there, because if we do, we're only creating more problems. We're only kicking the can down the road. And that's not what I want you to do. Building confidence, building that certainty that you got this as a leader, building that certainty that you will build your dream career, isn't about shedding all doubt. It's about being aware of that doubt and moving up in the face of it. And that is not something that most tech managers know how to do. And so what I want for you is for you to be able to take a look at that doubt and turn it into certainty. To take a look at that doubt and look at it as an opportunity to grow as a leader, to grow as a human. That's what our clients have been able to do with our help, with our support, with our systems. They've been able to go from, I'm not good enough. I don't think I can shake it as a leader. And seeing the evidence, those doubts being confirmed, getting fired, getting demoted, going 10, 15 years without more than a 5% raise, going on the job market, being on the job market for months, sometimes years, and hearing no, 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 all over again, over and over again. So they have that internal doubt, and then the external reality is matching that doubt. The doubts are being confirmed. They go from that to seeing that doubt and also seeing those challenges, the getting fired, getting demoted, not earning enough money, being overworked, underpaid, and overstressed. They see that now as a gift, that the doubt and the confirmations of the doubt are a gift. And because, here's the key, because they have our support and because they have the strategies and systems in place to turn their career into a rocket ship of impact, that's what turns that doubt and the external reality of that doubt into a gift that they get to take with them. Without the support, without the strategies, without the system, this never turns into certainty. It never turns into a gift. It turns into baggage that you keep carrying with you, and you're weighed down by it more and more and more every day. It feels heavy. It feels hard. It feels impossible. That's why right now, for some of you, even getting a 15% raise, let alone a 50 feels impossible, because you're weighed down by so many months and years, and sometimes even decades of not winning, of this self-fulfilling prophecy of doubt, 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 doubt confirmed, doubt confirmed, doubt confirmed, doubt, 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 doubt confirmed, doubt confirmed, doubt confirmed. And that's what you've been living for many, many, many years. That's why I want you to know that for some of you, why what I'm talking about feels impossible. But if just for a moment, you can imagine a future where all of those doubts and all of those challenges that you've gone through get turned into the best things that ever happened to your career and to your life. Just that one shift, they're no longer weighing you down. They are now the fuel. You're cooking with gas now. That's the shift that I encourage all of you to make. And the only way that you're going to be able to make that shift is by committing to building your dream career. And the only way you're going to be able to commit to building your dream career is to find out exactly how and what that even looks like for you. And that's why you're going to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. You're going to start this series of conversations that are going to be necessary to move from doubt and fear and uncertainty and years and sometimes even decades of being underpaid, under-recognized, overworked, stressed to the max. And you're going to start the series of conversations that are going to be necessary to move to a place where you're making more impact than you ever thought possible, where you're earning more money than you ever thought possible, where you have more abundance, where you have more joy, where you have more freedom, where you have more balance. Because it's not worth it if this isn't fun, to get where from where you are right now to there, which is the journey that we take all of our clients on. It's a series of conversations. Some of those conversations are going to be with us. Some of those conversations are going to be with your boss. Some of those conversations are going to be with your team members. If you're on the job market, those conversations are going to be with recruiters and hiring managers. And some of those conversations are going to be with your family members and colleagues. And you want to show up to those conversations from a place of certainty, from a place of, I got this and I know how. And that's what we're here to do, is to give you the support and the systems and the strategies so that you know how. And then slowly, all the baggage, you realize you can put it down and it becomes easier and more fun. And yes, more impactful and more effective and efficient as well. If that's what you want for your career, if you want to turn your career into a rocket ship of impact instead of a bunch of suitcases that are weighing you down, into a rocket ship of impact, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Now is the best time, because now is always the best time. Click on that link, thepeoplestack.com/book. Click on the link, choose your time zone. All you need to do is enter your name, your email, your phone number. Then that's it. The call is going to be on our calendar. The call is going to be on your calendar. The only thing that you need to do in order to prepare for that call, is to show up ready to get to the truth about what it's going to take for you to build your dream career. Is it going to mean taking different kinds of actions? Yeah, hate to spoil the surprise, but I think you already know that. Is it going to mean taking bolder action than you've been comfortable with before? Yeah, hate to spoil the surprise. You already know that. But is it also going to mean that you are now going to have a team of experts and a PeopleStack family of committed, decisive, resourceful, loving tech managers in your corner? It's also going to mean that as well. You will have the power of a tribe behind you when you don't right now. That's what's going to make it happen for you. And the first step is to commit, and we'll help you do that. ThePeopleStack.com/book. We all have doubts. It's a normal human thing. What I don't want to see happening for you, or to keep happening for you, is those doubts continue to get confirmed. You can feel doubt while at the same time create an amazing career, an amazing legacy. That's what I want for you. That's the message of the day. Take care. Much love to you all. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.